Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Our time together today is nothing but praise.
I've tried a thousand times and ways to tell you how I feel, to tell how much I love you, to show my love is real. But it's hard to bridge the distance from my words to where you are. The road from feeling to expression seems so very far. So Lord, I want to praise you. Someday, when I stand before your throne, Lord, I want to worship and praise you with phrases that this world has never
Almighty God, we bring you nothing but praise today. We praise you for who you are, the all-powerful, all-knowing, eternal Creator. You are truth. You are love. You created us, then created the way to deal with our sin problem by providing your only Son as the spotless Lamb to be slain, providing payment in full for all our sins, past, present, and future. For those who have believed, you provided your Holy Spirit to instruct us in your Word, to give us wisdom and the strength to do what we know is right. Your angels are involved in and around our lives. You provide miracles in this world every day, many that we don't even acknowledge. Lord, help us as we do our best to praise you today with all our hearts, soul, body, and minds. May our praise rise as a sweet-smelling savor to you. Thank you for giving us the ability and desire to lift you up in praise. Amen.
Praise the Father, praise the Son. blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship time of praise today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support. We are a listener-supported ministry. Please write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us.
Visions of rapture bowls of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praise Him, fellas.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship as we focus on nothing but praise.
We lift our hands to the Lord, giving thanks for all that we'd receive. In harmony.
is here.
I'm excited that you are listening today as we focus on nothing but praise. When Christians think of books in the Bible filled with praise, most would jump to the Psalms. So let's start there. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. When David was much older, he had musical instruments made for praise, find that account in 1 Chronicles 23. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon, his son, king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, with the priests and Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by the polls, man by man, was 30,000, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. It is very appropriate to stand and praise. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate. For so had David, the man of God, commanded. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And David gives us some ideas as to how we can praise our God. Psalm 47. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise Him with a psalm. Psalm 150. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Here are just some of the reasons that we praise God for who He is and what He has done. 2 Chronicles 20 is where we begin. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy, endureth forever. Deuteronomy 10. Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belong to the Lord your God. Yet the Lord chose your ancestors as the objects of his love, and he chose you, their descendants, above all other nations, as is evident today. Therefore, change your hearts and stop being stubborn. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing. So you, too, must show love to foreigners, for you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. You must fear the Lord your God and worship him and cling to him. Your oaths must be in his name alone. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. When your ancestors went down into Egypt, there were only 70 of them. But now, the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. When God gives you victory, you can proclaim as Moses did, Exodus 15. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Ephesians chapter 1. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Think of the example of the 10 lepers and remember to praise God for all things. We find this account in Luke 17. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. and as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." And folks, there's one more reason to praise God, found in 1 Peter 4. "But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name." We should always, always be praising God.
Yeah.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song with nothing but praise. It has been my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. I'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. The book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we are reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us and that while we were His enemies, He loved us. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation.